Tonight the topic is Zacchaeus and his very important guest. The encounter between Zacchaeus and our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you ever doubt that someone who is very rich would repent of his sins, believe in Jesus Christ, and serve him? Do you ever doubt that even the most wicked person can enter into the kingdom of God? Sometimes we think that these two categories of people can never be saved. Very true. Sometimes we know of someone who belongs to either of this category. We have talked to them about the gospel, but they are adamant to it. They're not interested at all. The rich is very self-sufficient in his thinking. He has a lot of money. He doesn't have to depend on anyone, even God. He has everything in life. And then the wicked, we give up hope. We think he's too evil, too wicked to be safe. We also remember our Lord's word says that it's easier for a camel to enter into the eye of a needle, and it's easier for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. But then our Lord Jesus Christ immediately added that with man it's impossible, but with God it is possible. And tonight, Zacchaeus' encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ gives us hope with regard to this two kind of people. So let us please turn your Bible. Let us turn our Bible to Luke chapter 19. And let us look through the whole that passage again. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. Verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he actually needed not to take this route through Jericho to Jerusalem. He had many other ways of going to Jericho, but here is recorded for us that Jesus Christ took this route. And the fact that this is the only incident recorded in the Gospels about Zacchaeus tells us that Jesus Christ had his reason for going through this city. Jericho was an important Roman tax collecting city. Trading caravans passed through that city, and it was a thriving city. So there were many rich people there. Now in verse 2 we read, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. His name, the meaning of his name is righteous or just, who was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. So he was a chief publican. The word publican there means a tax collector. So he was the chief of the tax collector. So here we must understand something with regard to the Roman system of tax collecting. The system actually never permitted a man to become wealthy, except he extorted more than was due. So Rome gave to a man a specific area in which he was responsible for raising the taxes. Rome fixed the tax, and then this man must remit to Rome what she had demanded. Then Rome asked no more questions. If this man or this collector, tax collector, were a just man, his income was sufficient for him. He had tremendous power, and so if he were a rogue, a swindler, he might extort more than was due, and so become rich. So Zacchaeus was rich, and he was the chief tax collector. So that tells us, probably, if not, Zacchaeus had been, or Zacchaeus was a bad person, he was a rook. He had extorted more than necessary to become rich. Now in verse 3 and 4 we read, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not press, in verse 3 and 4, because he was little in stature, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Now scripture tells us here that Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. And what was the reason? It says that he sought to see Jesus, who he was. In other words, he wanted to know who Jesus was. In other words, he was curious. Jesus had a great reputation before he went to Jericho. News already have gone there before him. Not long ago, they have heard of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. The miracles that Jesus performed, multitudes followed him wherever he went to hear his words. The words of truth, the words of God that can satisfy the heart of men. Multitudes followed him. And so, news about Jesus Christ went to Jericho before him. Everybody was talking. And they know about Christ coming to Jericho. Christ, I'm sure they had news that Jesus was going to pass through, coming to Jericho, going to pass through it. And so all the people gathered together to welcome the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there must have been a lot of commotion. And Zacchaeus said, what is all this about? So he became curious and he wanted to see Jesus, to know who he was. Well, he was determined, you know, he went, the crowd was too thick, he couldn't see the Lord Jesus Christ at all because he was short. Even though he would were to stand on his toes, he still cannot see the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not give up, you know, this man who is a chief tax collector, I believe so, all the people were around there and then saw this short man and they recognized him straight away. The chief tax collector wanted to press himself, move in into the crowd to see the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure some of them would have pushed him away. He tried to say he couldn't. But he was determined. So he ran ahead, believing that the Lord Jesus Christ was moving towards that direction, climbed a sycamore tree, and sat there. Just imagine this chief tax collector with all his wonderful clothes, ran to the tree, climbed up a tree, and then perched on the tree and waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to come to see him. But he was a man, you can see there, a determined man, desperate to see Jesus. So he overcame all the difficulties and all the hindrances. I also believe that it is not only his curiosity to see Jesus, I believe that it's coupled with a strong inner impulse to find an answer to the problems of life. He was a rich man, and I believe that he, although he was rich, he wasn't happy. You see, the people did not love him. The people all hate him, condemn him, criticize him. The synagogue or the Pharisees also did not approve of him. And so he was a lonely man. And so many things have been said about the Lord Jesus Christ. Man here who can heal, who can change lives. His word can bring life to people, bring happiness. So I want to see him, who he was. And so he was determined. And I believe that it was not just curiosity. Maybe he was first initiated or motivated by that curiosity. But deep down, I believe he has this strong inner urge to see Jesus in order to find, hopefully, Jesus will talk to him or he have a chance to to speak with Jesus Christ and find some answer to his spiritual problems. Well, I believe he has a guilt conscience. He has been taxing the people more than what was necessary, and then he has amassed a lot of wealth and become rich. So he is feel a bit guilty of his evil practices. Can the Lord Jesus Christ, can this man Jesus Christ, whom everybody says that is so good, help me? Has he got an answer for my problem? Maybe I want to ask him, is it all right for me to carry on doing all what I am doing? Is it right for me to do that? So I believe that he has this inner urge to see the Lord Jesus Christ to solve some of his spiritual problems. Was he disappointed? Purging on that sycamore tree and waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to come. Let us read on in verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. It seems that Jesus knew all what Zacchaeus was thinking, feeling, and desiring. This is most wonderful about the whole incident. So Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was seeking through curiosity and also because of his guilty conscience and a strong inner urge to find an answer to his problem. Jesus knew everything. So you find that when the Lord Jesus Christ came, Jesus Christ knew him and came to where he was perching on that tree branch. And Jesus Christ looked up to him. So you see the passage here is very specific. Jesus came to the place, to this very place where Zacchaeus was. So Jesus Christ knew. And I think this, and you see here the reason why the Lord Jesus Christ on his way to Jerusalem, entered Jericho to go through Jericho to Jerusalem, because Christ came to seek Zacchaeus. Christ knew about Zacchaeus, a man who was crying for help, in need of help. He was lost. And so Christ came to where Zacchaeus was. Christ looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. And then Christ says what? For today, I must abide at thy house. Wow. Christ invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. This is something that is very strange. All of us will not do that. You know, you tell your friend here, I'm going to come to your house today. So some of your friends say, what for? So here the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to stay in your house too. But here the Lord Jesus Christ extended himself that invitation to stay in Zacchaeus' house. And this is very significant. And we shall see it much later. Very significant. Jesus Christ extended himself or invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. Now, what was Zacchaeus' response? No. You cannot come to my house. Why are you going to come to my house for? Did Zacchaeus say that? You look in verse 6 there. He says, Zacchaeus made haste. Jesus Christ said, make haste. And we have that. The response was, make haste. And he came down and received Jesus Christ joyfully. So the Lord invited himself to go to his house. And then, correspondingly, he received Jesus Christ into his house. Now, Zacchaeus definitely was overjoyed. He did not say no. He wasn't angry. He did not think that it was strange for the Lord Jesus Christ, for this man Jesus Christ, the prophet from Nazareth, to come to my house. He did not think strange. He was overjoyed. It says that the verse says that he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Zacchaeus was overjoyed. Actually, he wanted to see, only have a glimpse of the Lord Jesus Christ, who he was. And then suddenly he was the Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm going to your house. Wow! He must have thought this is the best thing that can happen in his life. He was so happy. And so we observe that, you see how he obeyed the Lord Jesus Christ. He straight away made haste, as the Lord said, and welcomed the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome Jesus Christ to his house. The reason why I think he was overjoyed is not only the fact that Jesus Christ is going to come to his house, but then, you see, Zacchaeus was looked down by all the people, despised by all the people. He was condemned by the people. His own townsmen do not like him, shunned him, despised him because of his misgotten wealth. And at the same time, the synagogue also disapproved of him. And here was Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth, whom multitudes would flock to hear him speak and see him heal the sick, raise the dead. And here he tried his very best, climb up the tree to see Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ particularly came to him. Of all the people there, Jesus Christ came to him, looked up to him, and said, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down. I'm going to your house. And he was really overjoyed. I think all the people were there. All the people maybe may feel very envious, isn't it? Why didn't he ask me? Why asked Zacchaeus? And I believe here that Zacchaeus was seeking Jesus. All right, let's in verse 7 and what we have there. And in verse 7 it says, when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Now, who were they? Look at what the people in Jericho criticized, that Jesus Christ had gone to be the guest of a sinner. How unkind they were. They never even mentioned Zacchaeus' name. You see, they hated Zacchaeus so much, they did not even say, they should have said, you know, that Jesus, he was gone to be guest, the guest of Zacchaeus, the tax collector. They never used Zacchaeus' name at all. A man that is a sinner. How unkind. So you can see the extent of hatred for Zacchaeus. And I think Zacchaeus was a very lonely man. And so that explains the reason why he was very, very happy when Jesus Christ invited himself to his house. Now, who were they? I think these were these unsympathetic, Pharisaical Jewish townsmen. They were there. They know the scriptures. And they know here is a fellow brother who has become a tax collector, a tool of the Roman government. They did not like it. And then he's not been a good person. I mean, taxing more than what he should. So instead of winning Zacchaeus from leading a life as a tool of the Roman government, instead of that, they played the role of judging and condemning him, and even now criticizing the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have such kind of people in the world. And I hope that we as Christians, saved by grace, and the Lord Jesus Christ has cleansed all our sins, and by the grace of God, we ought to live a holy life. And daily we are, by the grace of God, to be as holy as God is holy. And there is improvement in our Christian life. Let us not be like the Pharisees. When we see another person may not be, another person who is not a Christian, whom we think is very wicked and evil, let us not play the role of these kind of people. Condemn them, criticize them, instead of praying for them and helping them to become a Christian, or leading them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ so that they can be converted. And so this is what they did to him. Now let us pause here and learn some precious truth. Now, first of all, we find that Jesus Christ never rejects anyone no matter how bad he is, anyone, no matter how bad he is, who wants to find out about him, even though he is first motivated by curiosity, just to know who he is. Is there anyone here? Maybe you are here for the first time, or your friend has invited you and you are here for the first time, and actually you have never been to church, but you have heard a lot of it, and your friend has persuaded you to come, and then you say, well, let me go and see what it is all about. Is there anyone here who is like this? Well, let me tell you, from the scripture there, Jesus will not despise them. And tonight, God, Jesus, speaks to you. Like he invites himself to the house of Zacchaeus, tonight Jesus is inviting himself into your life, into your house. We also learn that Jesus Christ knows our thoughts, our feelings, and our desire. So remember, because Jesus Christ is not dead, he is living. Though we cannot see him, but he is here. And he knows our thoughts, our feelings, and our desires. And if you are such a one here who is seeking, Jesus Christ knows. And Jesus Christ invites himself into your heart, into your life. What do you say? Are you going to be like Zacchaeus? Quickly come down and tell, yes, welcome to my house. I pray and I hope that you will do that. And at the end of this service, if you feel that you want to know more about Jesus, you can see me or any of the elders or leaders here. A lot of people will never help you, and most of them will criticize and condemn you because they think that you are a very bad person. But Jesus does not care for them. So why should you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior? Now let's move on. Verses 8 and 9. Now Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore them fourfold. Boy, what a transformation. What a transformation. Here you see a transformation has taken place in the life of David. In his heart, Zacchaeus was now a changed man. He was prepared to repay fourfold for any money which he had taken falsely, and he was even willing to give half of his goods. I believe his goods were his possessions, willing to give half of his possessions to the poor. This is tremendous. Here was a man earlier we knew that who extorted more than what is necessary, more than what is due from the people in order to enrich himself. But now, willing to make restitution, to pay back, to repay all those whom he had taxed falsely, fourfold, and then to give half of his wealth, his money, to go to the bank and draw his money and make an announcement to those who are poor, and then to give them to the poor. Now the restoration, we find that here, why, how do we know that it is that he has changed, that Zacchaeus has changed? Now, the restoration he promised to give was far more than what the law required. You see, the Mosaic law required that he restore an amount equal to that robbed. Equal to that he has robbed, or he has stolen, or he has taken unjustly, and then add another 1/5, 20%. If you have taken unjustly $100, you are required, expected to return that $100 and add another $20. But Zacchaeus says what? I will return what? Fourfold. Well, that means that he had been extorting the people far more. Isn't it? He cannot make this kind of restitution if he had not already amassed himself so much by extorting from the people much more than what was due. Now he's willing even to pay fourfold. Or maybe that was the way he had taxed the people. He's supposed to tax them $100, but he has taxed them, in fact, $500, fourfold. So he's supposed to give the $100 to the Roman government, but he keeps the $400. Now he's willing to repay that. And then Zacchaeus promised to repay fourfold, but that was not so. Moreover, he was willing to give away half of his possessions. So this really tells us that he has changed. It is incredible, but it is real. It happened. It's recorded for us. So his heart has changed. What do we learn? When a person repents and receives Jesus Christ, he is a changed person. Paul says to the Corinthians, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Is that true? I believe many of us here are Christians, and we have received Jesus Christ, has invited us into our lives, and we have welcomed him and received him into our lives, into our hearts. And we, like Zacchaeus here, our lives have been changed. Has your life changed? Yes. Since the time when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, has your life been changed? Is there evidence? Here we have we see that Zacchaeus promised, and I believe that he carried out his promise. He carried out his intention to make restitution and to share his wealth. Because he was overjoyed, he was happy. He was changed because here he found the answer to his problems. Zacchaeus' sins were forgiven. He knew it. It was evident. He was very happy. Otherwise, he would not have been willing to confess his wrongdoing. Here he says that wrongdoing, you see, if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore them. Doing and making restitution, he wouldn't have. He's changed now. And he's willing. For Zacchaeus had found something which he sought in vain for years from his wealth. That's the reason why he extorted from the people a lot of money, hoping that money would bring everything. All right, money gave him everything, gave him all the necessities of life, even more, plus some luxurious goods. He can have a big house, good clothes to wear, good food to eat. He did not have to worry whether tomorrow he will have money or not. He had everything. Yet, he was not satisfied. He trusted in money, but he was not satisfied. So now the compulsive drive to make money and more money has gone. And no longer needed half of, no longer needed them, and he gave half of his wealth to the poor. So he's changed from trusting in money in order to give the things in life in order to satisfy his soul, to make him happy. He found that this all did not happen. So he's giving this away. He has already found the answer to his life. The answer to happiness in his life. And that is receiving Jesus Christ into his house. And this is very true. When a person receives Christ into his heart and life, he is transformed, changed. He has a new principle in life which overwhelms him, and he becomes an honest and generous and kind man. This characteristic should be in all of us who are Christians. Honest, kind, and generous. And his attitude towards money changed. He is more realistic. Once I was like that, when I strayed away from the Lord, and I thought climbing up the corporation ladder, earning more money and have more money would be the answer. And so I tried. So I was a school teacher. School teacher don't earn much money at that time. And then when Yamaha Music School invited me to join them, and I went to talk with the boss, negotiated with them. And at that time, I had any 17 more years in the teaching profession, in the ministry, before I retire. And so when I negotiated with them, in 5 years, what I would get from Yamaha would be equivalent to the 17 years that I will receive from the government. So in other words, when I live there and work in Yamaha for 5 years, I would have retired. After 5 years, I'm actually enjoying my retirement working in Yamaha. So I thought that was very good. So I thought that was the answer to my desire in life. So I went to Yamaha. After a couple of years there, I started my own guitar studio. And so we had that in the Spanish Guitar in Queenstown. So we opened with over 200 students. And for 1 year, the number of students went up to 300 plus with two studios only. It was making money. At first, we feared that it will not make money, but it made 1 year. So I had a studio, and I was working in Yamaha. So my life was just filled with this. Yes, I had a lot of money, but it did not satisfy my heart. With a lot of money, you have a lot of problems. One of my partners stole money from our studio. So spent sleepless night trying to find out who stole the money. Stole a check. Had to run here and there. All problems. You have a lot of money, so you have to work from morning till night. You can't even enjoy your money. So it did not satisfy. So I know how Zacchaeus feels. Actually, when I read it, I know how he feels. He has a lot of money, but not happy. Outwardly, you may look happy. Outwardly, people say, wow, you are very good. You are in Yamaha, so you're earning a lot. Plus, you have a studio somewhere. Money is coming in. It is very true, you know. When you have a business, while you are eating, you are giving a treat to your friend, a dinner treat to your friend. Here you are spending money, comes in the other way, on the other side. Here you give money, money comes in. What a wonderful feeling. But did it satisfy? No. That for that moment you can be happy. After that, it goes away. Now since I came back to the Lord, I don't have the kind of money that I had once before. But you can see me. I'm happier. I'm happier because Jesus is in my heart. And so I know how Zacchaeus feel. So much so that, you know, he wanted to repay fourfold and even give half of his possessions. Money is useless. It doesn't give me what I want. Now I found out in Jesus Christ, I can be happy. And therefore, I'll give. You see, he is also very realistic. He did not say that I'll give all my possessions. He said give half. Okay, he must have some half, some of his money in order to keep him body and soul together. And that's been realistic. But he's changed. And so what did the Lord Jesus Christ said? Jesus Christ said to him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. What does Jesus Christ mean when he said he is also the son of Abraham? Abraham was first justified by faith and then lived to justify his faith by his works. How? It's recorded in Genesis chapter 22. Abraham first believed in God that God would give him a son. And he waited and waited for 25 years. Then God gave him a son. And he believed. And God gave him. So he was very happy. So by faith, he was justified. Then God wanted to prove whether his faith was genuine or not. And God told him to sacrifice Isaac. True? Yes. Recorded for us in Genesis 22, he took Isaac right up to the mountain. And when Isaac always asked him, where is the animal for that sacrifice? And God, and Abraham says, God will provide, God will provide. And right up at the top there, and Isaac was so obedient, and Abraham tied him, and then after that, took that dagger and was going to slay him, and God said, stop. So he was tested. Abraham believed, his faith was tested, justified by his works. Works is what? When God told him to do, he did it. And then in the divine commentary, it said that Abraham believed that if he had killed Isaac, God would have raised him from the dead. That was precisely what Zacchaeus was doing. He believed. And he showed his faith by his works, his actions. And so Jesus Christ brushed aside forever the barrier of social boycott. And so Zacchaeus did not care so much now. People can condemn me and so let them be. And decided that and declared that Zacchaeus was a true son of Abraham, who was first justified by faith and then lived to justify his profession of faith by his work. That's why when Zacchaeus says that, you know, he confessed that those whom I falsely, taxed them, extorted from them, I will return, repay them fourfold, even more than what is required from the Mosaic law, and then also to share half of his wealth. And on that ground, that confession, that faith and that works justify his faith. So Jesus Christ declared that he's the true son of Abraham. In other words, I believe that when we all go to heaven, we will see Zacchaeus there. Do you want to meet him and shake his hand and say, Zacchaeus, I've read about you in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. And that's wonderful. And so Zacchaeus wanted to know who Jesus Christ was. He knew. Now he called Jesus Lord. You find that? He's called Jesus Lord. And that means God. And he received Jesus Christ when the invitation was given to him. Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house. I'm going to stay in your house. And Zacchaeus welcomed him. Zacchaeus received him. The Bible tells us, he used the word, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He repented. He proved that his repentance and faith in Jesus was genuine and true. And Christ says, this day is salvation. Come to this house. What is salvation? Saved from what? The Bible teaches us that salvation is to save us from the fires of hell. And you look at Mark chapter 9, three times it's mentioned with regard to this literal hell, this literal place, hell, where there is fire. Don't believe. some so-called Christian leaders tell you that there is no hell. Do you want to believe them or you want to believe the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ came from heaven. He knows about the other side. He knows about the world beyond the grave. Jesus Christ has seen it. He knew it. And he told us that there is such a place. And then you want to believe a person, a man, and tells us that no, Jesus Christ was wrong. When Jesus Christ says that there is hell and he says there is no hell, he makes Jesus Christ a what? A liar. Not only a liar, sometimes they also say that, Jesus Christ says that's hell because to scare all of us so that we will believe in him, that you make Jesus Christ even worse, a con man. Then he's no God. No. This day is salvation. Salvation to save us from the fires of hell. And this is very true. Now I speak to you, those of you who are not Christians here, this is very true. And Jesus Christ is extending that invitation himself to go into your house, into you, into your life, into your heart, to save you. Salvation means also from the power of Satan. Acts 26:18 says to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin. So Satan has power over us. For Satan came to steal, to destroy, and to kill. You cannot overcome the power of Satan unless you come to Jesus Christ. You cannot be saved from his power unless you come to Christ. And then the Bible tells us salvation regard to the power of sin, to save us from the power of sin, for sin shall have no more dominion over us. And so Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where is your sting? Sin. No more. No more power over us. When we have Christ, the Holy Spirit in us, we have Christ in us, we have the power to overcome sin. In other words, if you have a lot of sin that beset you and then you want to shed it, you find it is hopeless. You find that you are weak and you can't do it. Well, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you can have power over your sin. In other words, the leopard spots can be changed. Don't ever also believe this proverb that a leopard cannot change its spots. True. With men, it is what? Impossible. But not with God. With God, a leopard can be changed. The spots of a leopard can be changed. So Jesus Christ purposely went to Jericho because he went there to seek and to save Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus wanted to see and find out who Jesus Christ was. He was determined not to lose out. Jesus knew his desire, although he was apparently out of curiosity. Apparently that he wanted to see Jesus Christ out of curiosity, but Jesus Christ knew his desire. And Jesus Christ did not despise his action. Instead, invited himself into Zacchaeus' house. Zacchaeus was overwhelmed and immediately received Jesus Christ. And Zacchaeus then acknowledged Christ and repented and showed signs of true repentance. Zacchaeus was saved, pronounced by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The question is, what about you, my friend? Is there anyone who is yet? You may come here for the first time, but some of you I know, I'm very glad to see many of you and in some very familiar places and some even my friend. And you have come here many times and have heard the word of God preached. I've heard the gospel many times. Tonight, maybe. Tonight is the night of your salvation. What about you, my friend? Is there anything that hinders you? Hear the words of the Lord Jesus Christ to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, make haste, come down. Sometimes I like to spiritualize the word, the phrase, come down. You see, you're up there. Sometimes if you are the rich man, you know, then Christ says, come down, humble yourself, come down, come down. And Christ says, what? For today, it is today. He wants to come into your house. Don't procrastinate. Don't put off. So I plead with you. If you are there, you have heard the gospel many times, I plead with you that tonight you will open your heart and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the same forever. He speaks to you and He wants to come into your heart. Won't you open your heart and let Jesus Christ come in? Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your precious word. And we pray that your word, as we have read in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10, will remain in our hearts. And we pray, Father, for anyone here who is yet to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, be gracious and be merciful to them. And may they accept the Lord Jesus Christ, receive Him even tonight. We pray also for ourselves, Lord, who are called by your name. May we also be like you, go out and seek those who are lost and bring them, Lord, unto thee, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you. And we pray all these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.